Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're in the final halacha of Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, so it's a wonderful feeling. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Sholim Midarshin Bilchos Achag, which even though the Rambam himself doesn't have that halacha, could sort of honor it through the Rambam for those who do have it, and certainly Yerushalmi comes to mind, as well as the Tosefta and Sanhedrin, about being a special halacha in the Beis Avad. So for our yeshiva, it's also a wonderful thing as well. The final halacha has to do with the din of Shena Besocha Seuda. So in general, there's a machlokas in Arvei Pesachim, how much we compare, what kind of hekesh exists between Pesach and Matzah. So that happens to be a machlokas in the final halacha between the Rambam and the Ravid. If people fall asleep in the middle of the Seder, an individual falls asleep, is that going to impact Matzah the same way that it impacts the Pesach? So you could already guess what the Rambam is going to say based on yesterday and earlier in the parak. The Rambam is completely consistent in Shita. So the Rambam says, Misha Yashin Vesocha Seuda Vehekit Ino Chozer Veochel. No distinction whatsoever between Pesach and Matzah. B'nei Chabura Shiyashin Miksasan Vesocha Seuda Chozer Veochel, because the Chabura is like, Ishto Kigufo Adami. It's an extended idea of a guf in the Chabura, which is a beautiful idea. So as long as some of them were up, the Chabura is kept alive. Nirdemu Chulan Vineuru lo yochlu, nisnamnu chulan yochlu. We learned that halacha actually for fascinating interaction between Abaye and Rabbi Bar Nachmani, who of course raised Abaye where he was drowsing off. And Abaye said, "You're sleeping." And Rabbi Bar Nachmani says, "No, I'm not sleeping. I'm only being misnamnim, near velo near, tir velo tir, nim velo nim, and I can answer you Misvara." So the Ravid objects, and the Ravid says, "I don't get it. That's a din in the Karban Pesach. That's not a din in Matzah. When it comes to Matzah, it just means that a person falls asleep, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi, so they'll have to start washing again, because it was a Hesech Hadas at that level." So clearly the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid is how fundamental do we have to be about the connection between Pesach and Matzah in this regard. The Magen Mishnah brings a Raya L'Divei HaRambam. Says, look, Abaye and Rabbi Nachmani were after the Chorban of Beis HaMikdash. There wasn't any Pesach anymore. So either they're just learning this Halacha Lishma, or they're actually of the opinion that the Pesach and the Matzah have the same din in this regard. Clearly the Ravid didn't think that they were talking about it halacha l'maisa in terms of the matzah, or if he did, the Lez Lecha Mishnah points out, they were only talking about it in the context of having to do the Tilas Adayim again and reciting the Hamotzi. So be that as it may, Shitas HaRambam is, as I said, completely coherent and consistent. What did we say before? That going back to Halacha Tes, and as we said yesterday, that the Rambam is of the view that in the absence of the Karban Pesach, not as a Zecher LePesach, the Matzah becomes the dominant mitzvah, and therefore in Maftir Nachar HaMatzah Afikomen, not just in Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, Kidei Sheyehesek Seudaso V'tam Dasar HaPesach O HaMatzah B'Fiv Shachilasan Hiya Mitzvah. So the Rambam thinks that the Matzah takes on an enhanced status. And that's what we said yesterday. If you only have a Kezias Matzah, so the thing to do is to eat it at the end. Why do you want to eat it at the end? Can't you have it earlier in the meal system? The Rambam holds two things. Number one, there's still a chaloshem sudas matzah if it's matzah shena mishumeres, so you can still be koveya that matzah is the mitzvah salayla. And two, right, how much better it is to prove the expanded role of matzah to have that comparison to Pesach in the end, just like in Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikomen and in Maftir Nachar Matzah Avikomen. So the Rambam compared them in the third way. The Rambam took the position that a person who fell asleep in the middle of the Seuda would not be permitted to eat matzah again, assuming that a person fell asleep by themselves. They're not going to be able to eat matzah again because the din of Pesach and matzah is one and the same. Wishing everybody a chag kosher v'sameach in the absence of the Karban Pesach. May we have a full experience of matzah, she'achilasa hi ha-mitzvah.